From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama will kick off his talks with China's President Hu Jintao at a private dinner at the White House this evening. The administration is signaling that Mr. Obama will be taking a more assertive stance in his meetings with his Chinese counterpart than he did during his visit to Beijing in 2009. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says both sides want to ease some of the recent frictions between the two countries.
We cannot paper over differences, nor should we try to do so. But the future of our relationship can be strong if we each meet our responsibilities as great nations.
The talks between the two leaders are expected to focus on issues ranging from trade to security. Rain-swollen rivers in Australia are carrying floodwaters farther south, and thousands of people are being evacuated in the state of Victoria. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports dozens of towns there are at risk of being inundated.
Floods that ravaged the state of Queensland last week have now spread to four other states as the floodwaters work their way downstream. In the state of Victoria, the floods have affected around 50 towns. More than 3,000 people have been evacuated. Others are sandbagging homes and levees ahead of the coming deluge. More than 1,000 homes are without power. Police found the body of one young boy who became the state's first flood casualty. The economic toll also continues to mount. Economists with the Australia and New Zealand Banking Group estimate the disaster could cost Australia nearly $20 billion and shave 1.5 percentage points off the country's economic output this year. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Melbourne.
Investors will have some new numbers providing the latest readout on the U.S. economy as the financial markets reopen today following the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. NPR's Jack Spear says reports on housing, jobs, and a barometer of future economic growth are all due out today.
Peter Morici is an economist at the University of Maryland's Smith School of Business. He says both sectors of the economy are showing signs of life.
Home starts, for example, have stabilized and will continue to look a little better than they have in the past. I expect that unemployment claims will come down from last week. We had a little blip there, but overall, the job market has improved somewhat and things are consolidating.
Also due out this week, the Index of Leading Economic Indicators, designed to forecast the direction of the economy 3 to 6 months down the road. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney says he may consider having a heart transplant, given his history of heart problems.
The technology's gotten better and better. And we've got more and more experience of people living with this technology. So I'll have to make a decision at some point whether or not I want to go for a transplant.
Cheney interviewed on NBC's Today Show. He's had 5 heart attacks since the age of 37. The most recent was last year. Cheney says he's currently using a battery-powered heart pump that makes it awkward for him to get around. This is NPR. In Iraq, a suicide bomber has killed at least 45 people and wounded more than 100 others. The bomber detonated an explosion in a crowd of men gathered outside a police station to sign up as police recruits. The attack occurred in Tikrit, hometown of Saddam Hussein. Britain's former Prime Minister Tony Blair is facing new questions concerning the Iraq War. NPR's Philip Reeves says Blair is accused of repeatedly shutting out his government's top legal adviser, Peter Goldsmith, from talks about whether invading Iraq was legal.
Goldsmith, who was the Attorney General, said he felt uncomfortable with the way Blair ignored his advice when making the case for invading Iraq to Parliament in 2003. Goldsmith said he told Blair there'd need to be a second UN resolution explicitly authorizing force. Yet Blair argued this wasn't necessary in certain circumstances. Goldsmith said this view was not compatible with his legal advice. He says he was repeatedly excluded by Blair and his advisers from talks about whether the invasion breached international law. Blair's due to appear before the inquiry again Friday. He says he plans to tackle Goldsmith's claims then. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
Winter weather is posing more problems for commuters and travelers across the Northeast this morning. Bob Orovec is with the National Weather Service.
It looks like it will spare the big cities from Philadelphia, New York City, into Boston, with the heavy snow north and west of the cities from the Poconos of Pennsylvania across the Catskills and into central New England.
Orovec says people in the Mid-Atlantic region are dealing with a mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain that has prompted school delays. And some airline flight delays are being reported at Liberty International Airport in Newark, New Jersey. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support